请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
John goes to a restaurant.
约翰去了一家餐厅。
He sits at a table.
他坐在一张桌子上。
A waiter comes to him.
一位服务员走向他。
The waiter asks, "What do you want to drink?"
服务员问，你想喝什么？
John says, I want a glass of water, please.
约翰说，我想要一杯水，请。
The waiter gives him the water.
服务员给他水。
John looks at the menu.
约翰看着菜单。
He wants to eat pizza.
他想吃披萨。
The waiter returns and asks, do you want pizza?
服务员回来问，你想要披萨吗？
John says, yes, I want one pizza.
约翰说，是的，我想要一个披萨。
The waiter brings the pizza.
服务员端来了披萨。
John eats the pizza.
约翰吃披萨。
After eating, he feels happy.
吃过饭后，他感到快乐。
John asks for the bill.
约翰要求账单。
The waiter brings the bill.
服务员拿来了账单。
John pays the bill.
约翰付账单。
He says, thank you.
他说，谢谢。
John leaves the restaurant.
约翰离开餐厅。
The president made a phone call to the leader of the neighboring country.
总统给邻国的领导人打了个电话。
He wanted to discuss the recent tensions between their countries.
他想讨论他们国家之间最近的紧张局势。
The president spoke calmly and politely during the conversation.
总统在交谈期间平静而有礼貌地说话。
He explained that peace was important for both nations.
他解释说，和平对两个国家都很重要。
The leader listened carefully and agreed to work together.
领导者认真倾听并同意一起工作。
They decided to create a joint committee for peace talks.
他们决定成立一个联合委员会来进行和平谈判。
The committee would meet once every month.
委员会每月开会一次。
During the meetings, they shared ideas and solutions.
在会议期间，他们分享了想法和解决方案。
The president always emphasized the importance of listening to each other.
总统总是强调相互倾听的重要性。
Phone diplomacy helped to avoid misunderstandings.
电话外交有助于避免误解。
The president also spoke to other leaders around the world.
总统也与世界各地的其他领导人交谈。
They shared updates and agreed on peaceful actions.
他们分享了更新，并同意和平行动。
This created trust and reduced the chances of conflict.
这产生了信任并减少了冲突的可能性。
The president believed communication was the key to peace.
总统相信沟通是通往和平的关键。
He hoped that their countries would live in harmony.
他希望他们的国家能够和谐共处。
Every phone call brought new hopes for peace.
每一个电话带来了对和平的新希望。
The president's efforts showed that dialogue can change the world.
总统的努力表明对话能够改变世界。
Peace diplomacy is a powerful tool in a president's hands.
和平外交是总统手中强有力的工具。
Through dialogue, the world can become a safer place.
通过对话，世界可以变得更安全的地方。
Javier Bardem is a well-known actor from Spain.
哈维尔·巴尔德姆是来自西班牙的著名演员。
He began his acting career in the late 1990s.
他在1990年代末开始了他的演艺生涯。
One of his first major roles was in the film Before Night Falls.
他最早的几个主要角色之一是在电影 Before Night Falls 中。
This movie earned him a lot of recognition worldwide.
这部电影为他赢得了全球的认可。
He won several awards for his powerful acting.
他因其强大的表演赢得了多个奖项。
One of his most famous roles was as Anton Chigurh in the film, No Country for Old Men.
他最著名的角色之一是在电影《老无所依》中饰演 Anton Chigurh.
His role in that movie earned him an Academy Award.
他在那部电影中的角色为他赢得了一个学院奖。
Javier often chooses challenging and diverse roles.
哈维尔经常选择具有挑战性和多样化的角色。
He has acted in movies in both English and Spanish.
他出演了英语和西班牙语的电影。
Some recent films where he played leading roles include Skyfall and Beautiful.
一些最近的电影，他在其中扮演主角，包括《天幕危机》和《美丽人生》。
In Skyfall, he portrayed the villain Silva.
在天幕杀机中，他饰演了反派希尔瓦。
This role showed his skill in playing complex characters.
这个角色展示了他在扮演复杂角色方面的技能。
In Beautiful, he played a man struggling with illness.
在美丽人生中，他扮演了一个与疾病斗争的男人。
His performance in this film was highly praised by critics.
他在这部电影中的表现受到高度赞扬。
Javier Bardem continues to act in new and exciting projects.
哈维尔·巴尔德姆继续在新的令人兴奋的项目中表演。
He is known for his dedication to each role he plays.
他以对每个角色的奉献精神而闻名。
Many fans admire his ability to bring characters to life.
许多粉丝欣赏他将角色赋予生命的能力。
His work spans different genres and styles.
他的作品涵盖不同的类型和风格。
Javier Bardem's career shows his talent and passion for acting.
哈维尔·巴登的职业生涯展示了他的才华和对表演的热情。
Brad Pitt attended the premiere of his new Formula One movie last evening.
布拉德·皮特参加了他的新一代一级方程式电影的首映礼，昨晚。
The film explores the intense world of Formula One racing, capturing every thrilling moment on screen.
这部电影探讨了一级方程式赛车的激烈世界，捕捉屏幕上每一个令人振奋的瞬间。
Despite its exciting premise, not all celebrities chose to attend the premiere event.
尽管其令人兴奋的前提，但并非所有名人都选择参加首映活动。
Some of them cited scheduling conflicts as the reason for their absence.
他们中的一些人将时间安排冲突作为缺席的原因。
Others preferred to focus on different projects currently in production.
其他人更喜欢专注于当前正在生产的不同项目。
Despite this, the premiere attracted a large crowd eager to catch the first screening.
尽管如此，首映吸引了一大群渴望观看首次放映的人群。
Brad Pitt gave a heartfelt speech emphasizing the dedication of the racing community.
布拉德·皮特发表了充满热情的演讲，强调了赛车社区的奉献精神。
He expressed hope that the movie would inspire young drivers worldwide.
他表达了希望电影能激励全球年轻司机的愿望。
Critics praised the film's authentic portrayal of the high-speed sport.
评论家称赞了这部电影对高速运动的真实描绘。
However, some noted that the movie might not appeal to those unfamiliar with racing.
然而，一些人指出，这部电影可能不会吸引那些不熟悉赛车的人。
Social media buzzed with opinions on the film before its official release date.
社交媒体在电影正式上映日期之前充满了各种意见。
Some fans believe it will become a classic among sports documentaries.
一些粉丝相信它将在体育纪录片中成为经典。
Meanwhile, producers confirmed the movie took over 3 years to complete.
与此同时，制片人确认这部电影花了3年多时间完成。
The director highlighted the challenges of filming at actual racetracks.
导演强调了在实际赛道拍摄的挑战。
Safety protocols were strictly followed to protect cast and crew throughout production.
安全协议被严格遵守，以保护演员和工作人员在整个制作过程中。
After the premiere, a charity gala was held to support young drivers entering the sport.
首映后，举办了一场慈善晚会，以支持进入这项运动的年轻驾驶员。
This philanthropic effort was praised by fans and critics alike.
这项慈善努力得到了粉丝和批评家的同样赞扬。
Overall, the F1 movie premiere was a memorable night for everyone involved.
总体而言 ,F1 电影首映礼是所有相关人员难忘的夜晚。
In recent years, astronomy and astrophysics have witnessed a plethora of groundbreaking discoveries that have significantly advanced our understanding of the universe.
近年来，天文学和天体物理学见证了许多突破性的发现，这些发现显著推进了我们对宇宙的理解。
Among the most notable findings is the detection of gravitational waves, which has opened a new window to observe cosmic events that were previously undetectable by traditional methods.
最显著的发现之一是引力波的探测，它开启了一扇新的窗口，用于观察此前传统方法无法探测的宇宙事件。
This breakthrough was firmly established with the landmark observation made by the LIGO collaboration in 2015, confirming Einstein's century-old prediction.
这一突破通过 LIGO 合作组织于2015年所做的重要观察被牢固确立，证实了爱因斯坦的百年预测。
Simultaneously, the deployment of next-generation telescopes equipped with advanced sensors has enabled astronomers to detect exoplanets with unprecedented precision and to analyze their atmospheric compositions.
同时，配备先进传感器的下一代望远镜的部署，使天文学家能够以前所未有的精确度探测系外行星，并分析其大气成分。
The identification of biosignatures within these atmospheres has sparked debates concerning the potential for extraterrestrial life beyond our solar system.
在这些大气层中对生物标志物的鉴定引发了关于地外生命潜力的争论，超出了我们的太阳系。
Furthermore, advances in computational astrophysics have facilitated complex simulations that recreate the dynamics of galaxy formation and evolutionary processes over cosmic timescales.
此外，计算天体物理学的进展促进了复杂模拟的发展。这些模拟再现了银河系形成和进化过程的动力学，跨越宇宙时间尺度。
These models offer unprecedented insights into the mechanisms driving dark matter distribution and the role of supermassive black holes in galactic cores.
这些模型提供了前所未有的见解。深入了解驱动暗物质分布的机制以及超大质量黑洞在银河系核心的作用。
On the observational frontier, the James Webb Space Telescope has commenced operations, delivering unparalleled infrared imagery that peers back to the dawn of the cosmos.
在观测前沿，詹姆斯·韦伯太空望远镜已开始运行，传送无与伦比的红外影像，回顾宇宙的黎明。
Such technological marvels are transforming theoretical predictions into observable phenomena, thereby bridging gaps between conjecture and empirical data.
如此的技术奇迹正在将理论预测转化为可观测的现象，从而弥合推测与实证数据之间的差距。
Meanwhile, the analysis of cosmic microwave background radiation has yielded refined measurements of the universe's age, composition, and geometry.
与此同时，宇宙微波背景辐射的分析产生了关于宇宙年龄、组成和几何的精确测量。
These insights are pivotal in constraining cosmological models and illuminate the enigmatic nature of dark energy, which is hypothesized to be accelerating the expansion of the cosmos.
这些见解在限制宇宙学模型方面至关重要，并阐明了暗能量神秘的本质，据信其正在加速宇宙的膨胀。
Collaborations between international space agencies and academic institutions have also culminated in manned and unmanned missions that probe the Martian surface and other celestial bodies with increasing sophistication.
国际航天机构与学术机构之间的合作也促成了载人和无人任务。这些任务以日益增长的复杂性探测火星表面和其他天体。
These endeavors are crucial for paving the way towards human colonization of extraterrestrial environments and for acquiring first-hand knowledge about planetary geology and potential habitats.
这些努力对于铺平通往人类对外星环境的殖民之路以及获取关于行星地质和潜在栖息地的第一手知识至关重要。
Moreover, the integration of machine learning algorithms in data analysis pipelines has revolutionized the capacity to sift through colossal datasets and identify subtle astrophysical phenomena.
此外，机器学习算法在数据分析管道中的整合彻底改变了筛选庞大数据集并识别微妙天体物理现象的能力。
This has led to the discovery of previously unnoticed transient events such as fast radio bursts and peculiar stellar flares, which are shedding light on high-energy processes in the cosmos.
这导致了以前未被注意到的短暂事件的发现，比如快速的无线电报和奇特的恒星耀斑。这些现象正在揭示宇宙中的高能过程。
Overall, the synergy between observational capabilities, theoretical frameworks, and computational technologies continues to propel astronomy and astrophysics into a new era of cosmic exploration and profound scientific insight.
总体而言，观察能力、理论框架和计算技术之间的协同作用持续推动天文学和天体物理学进入宇宙探索和深刻科学洞察的新纪元。
As researchers delve deeper into the mysteries of the cosmos, each discovery not only answers existing questions but also raises new, intriguing inquiries that challenge our conception of reality itself.
当研究人员深入探讨宇宙的奥秘时，每一个发现不仅回答了现有的问题，还提出了新的、有趣的质询，挑战我们对现实本身的观念。
Therefore, the field remains a vibrant arena for intellectual pursuit, fueled by an insatiable curiosity and a relentless quest to comprehend the fundamental nature of existence.
因此，该领域仍然是一个充满活力的知识追求舞台，有一种无法满足的好奇心和一场理解存在基本本质的无情探索所推动。
Future innovations in instrumentation and international collaboration promise to unveil even more secrets of the cosmic frontier.Pushing the boundaries of human knowledge further than ever before.
未来的仪器创新和国际合作承诺揭示宇宙前沿的更多秘密，推动人类知识的边界比以往任何时候都更远。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。